You know it. This graphic shows a release date shortly after President Obama issued his statements, http://qr.gruup.net/community/community/QR-GRUUP2023communitypeacebuildingpeacebuilding-truly-spiritual-paths-all-meet-in-the-middle.jpg http://qr.gruup.net/community/QR-GRUUP2023communitypeacebuildingpeacebuilding-truly-spiritual-paths-all-meet-in-the-middle.jpg Scanning the bottommost QR code returns the shortcut for local address 01A, which is directed to Chisney Clean John Apartments, and the statements that are made in the address still apply. The actual absolute moral responsible remedy here. http://community.gruup.net/01A/. Realizing all of what was projected into that address actually transpires unjustly against me, where do you see that I do not have a valid and legal discrimination suit against the moral responsible agents in this situation? It is obvious that is the evidence of bringing these issues forward and getting silence in return for my effort. http://community.gruup.net/01B/. Removed from presentation as was assigned as local community as number 01C http://community.gruup.net/01C/. Gives the authorizing site source for this address as linked in under my professional networking profile name there, James Driscoll, and the link pops up the female spoken voice deliverance of address as it was first written. This address was reapplied to a national focus and discourse to the Black Lives Matter and placed to this new shortcut open space and remains that active placement for the content authored applies. http://community.gruup.net/06/. If you have any absolute thinking on these matters that would in fact argue any kind of defense of these materials against my winning such a discrimination case against these moral responsible agents involved, to include my case manager Sinaman Romero of Rocky Mountain Cares to the level to WHCIH, I know they apply. This address of direct focus reference onto your action of purpose onto my case management that failed is what puts all of this way over the top onto pursuative agreements to a jury, and you have to conclude that is the truth. These are indeed life and health safety issues of not just me but an entire community, for which I remain their spokesperson, for they are of the continued mindset of encapsulated fear factors to speak up against any of these matters for themselves, for it is showing what happens to those who do, even with the main set empowerment I hold. http://community.gruup.net/01d/. Are you really going to leave this situation that it is documented fully, wisely, justly, and with good resource of guidance principles at all levels, faith, law, educational and movement resources, and deny yourself that I am not in fact speaking of health matters for a community for which you have effectively shut off to consider its impact upon our lives? Silly, silly, silly. The focus of this addressing to you all here these past few days reflects the 1-year anniversary of this article that is cite that is directly, not indirectly applied to this salutation. And again you deny yourself that I am not in fact speaking of health matters for a community for which you have effectively shut off to consider its impact upon our lives. Now silly is shameful. Yale New Study shows direct link between state spending habits and news.yale.edu/.study-shows-direct-link-between-state-spending-habits-vape3, 2016. A study by researchers at the Yale Global Health Leadership. And 2009 from all. How dare you take that position against me? How dare you take this to have my actions and motivations guided by my experiences with the Ryan White Agency's region to region. This document is current online for the region of Inland Empire / San Bernardino, to which Foothill AIDS Project applied in my prior case management in the city to which I was born, San Bernardino. https://www.ieHPC.org/images/download/about_us/standards_of_care/housing%20services.pdf. I do have the time period in effect policy document period that I was under services. in that document, IN holds the following current policy statement on involving housing. Note that dreaded word, advocacy is there. Definition of service, HRSA. Housing services are the provision of short-term assistance to support emergency, temporary or transitional housing to enable an individual or family to gain or maintain medical care. Housing-related referral services include assessment, search, placement, advocacy, and the fees associated with them. Eligible housing can include both housing that does not provide direct medical or supportive services and housing that provides some type of medical or supportive services such as residential mental health services, foster care, or assisted living residential services. Now, even if you tell me that you people here in Denver, which by the Denver Company in the Inland Empire are funded under the same section, do not have such policy in effective issuance, no excuse to allow such conditions that did in fact occur to remain occur morally speaking, / legally resounding questionable actionable arguments when in fact you take into considering that I know the policy of the standard of care must be reviewed and maintained and considered annually and thus my case circumstances must be brought forward to focus not denied into silence. How dare you? Did I? Yes I did. Mention this element in my email writing? Yes I did. You do think that I am some idiot of non-intelligence or knowledge of the program that I have been battling for over 15 years to get proper applied supportive care, really? https://program-grants-management/Ryan-White-of-AIDS-Program-recipient-resources The Ryan White HIV AIDS Program provides a comprehensive system of care that includes primary medical care and essential support services for people living with HIV. The program awards grants to cities, states, and local community-based organizations to provide HIV care and treatment services to more than 500,000 people each year. Below are resources available to support Ryan White HIV AIDS Program funded recipients in implementing their federal grants and delivering HIV care and treatment services. Quality management under the Ryan White HIV AIDS Program. Quality management is a series of activities that focus on enhancing the quality of HIV care provided and increasing access to services. These efforts focus on how health and social services meet established professional standards and user expectations. The HIV/AIDS Bureau's quality initiatives are designed to help Ryan White HIV/AIDS Program recipients implement quality management programs that target clinical, administrative, and support services. This document now applies onto my former case management back as reactivated, but this document applies to a discrimination case of utmost importance. Advocacy supportive services are required or option to be a part of such quality management policy reviews or else none of this is remedied and the declared locations of permanence remains to the web of this conflict as it reflects its disastrous attitudes and my housing collapse once more not directly applying my faults for circumstances that no one cares to involve to a full corrective action and you all know it already. This is nothing that I have to repeat to you in writing. How dare you and how do you sleep at night knowing what happened is the truth onto the web at your role in this, https://fuckkey.human.net/http://fuckkey.human.net/%5bOrganizations%5d/rocky.mountain.cares.denver.co/http://fuckkey.net/%5bOrganizations%5d/chatter.hamra.salsa.attorneys.andoccounselors.at.law/the F word applies to URLs. So therefore foundation F word stands as a standard unto itself. It does not violate any kind of language communication rule of conduct against me which you in fact used to terminate services. Again how dare on how can you sleep at night? Bull fucking shit you all. / image result for bullshit pictures. My name is Martin Driscoll. I am requesting that everyone now refer to me by my middle name, as my primary name is reference to my peace-building efforts in relation to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. I was born on September 1, 1965 in San Bernardino, California, by given real legal given at birth as James, first Martin, middle Driscoll. Last I was of the fetal age of 3 months when the history of race relations in the United States historical events. Selma to Montgomery March, 1965, quoted text Hidden Real Up Human, Net Mon, February 6, 2017 at 12:27 p.m. to Martin J. Driscoll at InthemandWay.org CC, Cinnamon at RockyMountainCares.org Cameron Grant, CAP Denver. My client assigned case manager number 4 in line image 1. Study shows direct link between state spending habits and AIDS deaths, by Rosalind Agenio. February 3, 2016. Despite considerable advances in the prevention and treatment of HIV/AIDS over the past 30 years, HIV infection rates have remained stagnant in the United States for the past decade. A study by researchers at the Yale Global Health Leadership Institute, GHLI, examines links between spending on social services and public health and AIDS deaths in the United States. The study was published online in the journal AIDS. The researchers reviewed data between 2000 and 2009 from all 50 states regarding HIV/AIDS case rates and AIDS deaths. They found that states with higher spending on social services and public health, such as education and income support per person living in poverty, according to the federal poverty threshold, had significantly lower HIV/AIDS case rates and fewer AIDS deaths. Our findings highlight the potentially critical importance of spending on social services as an element of HIV prevention and treatment to reduce HIV/AIDS diagnoses and AIDS deaths, said Christina Talbot Slagle, lead study author and senior scientific officer at Yale GHLI. It is interesting to see how much HIV, a virus, is affected by social determinants. We know heart disease and diabetes can be influenced, but we don't often recognize how much rates of infectious disease can be influenced by social factors. Previous research has demonstrated that insufficient income, limited transportation, inadequate housing, and food insecurity can limit access to and ongoing engagement in the care and treatment of people living with HIV and AIDS, as well as their adherence to medical routines. The Yale GHLI study is the first to establish a significant association between state-level social services investments and clinical health outcomes for people at risk of HIV infection or for those living with HIV/AIDS. This work defines an element often missing from health policy discussions in improving outcomes for this important population and underscores the importance of social factors in affecting health outcomes both for people at risk of becoming infected with HIV and for those living with HIV or AIDS, said the researchers. This is nothing that I have to repeat to you in writing. How dare you and how do you sleep at night knowing what happened is the truth onto the web at your role in this, http://fuckeduphuman.net/. %5B organizations %5D/. Chsney.kleinjohn.apartment/. http://fuckedophuman.net/. %5B organizations %5D/. Pillar.property.llc/. http://fuckedophuman.net/. %5B organizations %5D/. Rocky.mountain.cares.denver.co/. http://fuckedophuman.net/. %5B organizations %5D/. Cheddar.hamrick.salsa.attorneys.and.counselors.at.law/. The F word applies to URLs, so therefore Foundation F word stands as a standard unto itself. It does not violate any kind of language communication rule of conduct against me, which you in fact used to terminate services. Again, how dare or how can you sleep at night? Bull fucking shit you all. / image result for bullshit pictures. My name is Martin Driscoll. I am requesting that everyone now refer to me by my middle name, as my primary name is reference to my peace-building efforts in relation to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. I was born on September 1, 1965 in San Bernardino, California, by given real legal given at birth as James, first Martin, Middle Driscoll, last I was of the fetal age of 3 months when the history of race relations in the United States historical events. Selma to Montgomery March, 1965, quoted text Hidden Real Up Human, Net Mon, February 6, 2017 at 12:27 p.m. to Martin J. Driscoll at InSemantway.org CC, Sinaman at RockyMountainCares.org Cameron Grant, CAP Denver My client assigned case manager number 4 in line image 1 study shows direct link between state spending habits and AIDS deaths by Rosalind Agenio February 3, 2016 Despite considerable advances in the prevention and treatment of HIV/AIDS over the past 30 years, HIV infection rates have remained stagnant in the United States for the past decade. A study by researchers at the Yale Global Health Leadership Institute, GHLI, examines links between spending on social services and public health and AIDS deaths in the United States. The study was published online in the journal AIDS. The researchers reviewed data between 2000 and 2009 from all 50 states regarding HIV/AIDS case rates and AIDS deaths. They found that states with higher spending on social services and public health, such as education and income support per person living in poverty, according to the federal poverty threshold, had significantly lower HIV/AIDS case rates and fewer AIDS deaths. Our findings highlight the potentially critical importance of spending on social services as an element of HIV prevention and treatment to reduce HIV/AIDS diagnoses and AIDS deaths, said Christina Talbot Slagle, lead study author and senior scientific officer at Yale GHLI. It is interesting to see how much HIV, a virus, is affected by social determinants. We know heart disease and diabetes can be influenced, but we don't often recognize how much rates of infectious disease can be influenced by social factors. Previous research has demonstrated that insufficient income, limited transportation, inadequate housing, and food insecurity can limit access to and ongoing engagement in the care and treatment of people living with HIV and AIDS, as well as their adherence to medical routines. The Yale GHLI study is the first to establish a significant association between state-level social services investments and clinical health outcomes for people at risk of HIV infection or for those living with HIV/AIDS. This work defines an element often missing from health policy discussions in improving outcomes for this important population and underscores the importance of social factors in affecting health outcomes both for people at risk of becoming infected with HIV and for those living with HIV or AIDS, said the researchers. HIV and AIDS still affect a significant percentage of our population. We need to do something different to reach those people who are not being treated and to generally prevent new infections. Perhaps the analyzing where money is being spent is the start for new ways to address HIV, says Talbot Slagle. Image courtesy of Shutterstock, contact Rosalind Agenio Rosalind Agenio at yale.edu 203-432-3649, quoted text Hidden Martin J. Driscoll Mon, February 6, 2017 at 12:27 p.m. to realuphuman.net at gmail.com, my name is Martin Driscoll. Born in 1965 I am using my middle name in reference to my peace-building efforts in honor of Drive. Martin Luther King Jr. who I was still just 3 months fetal age when he made his march walk from Selma to Montgomery, Alabama. Selma to Montgomery March, 1965. I'm now requiring to be called Martin as a primary name. Thank you. James Martin Driscoll. Legal name born September 1, 1965, San Bernardino, CA, USA.